Hi, it's Mackenzie, and this is the Mill Spouse Brief. Happy Friday. I hope you guys had a wonderful week. We were able to go to North Carolina after our wedding, and it was honestly the nicest, relaxing break. Kate and I vacationed at that same beach when we were sophomores in high school. His family did a family vacation there, and my grandparents have a house on that same island, and so we were able to, I was down there staying with them for a couple weeks. And so it was really cool because we did a bunch of the same activities that we did as sophomores in high school. And so it was kind of just fun to be back there together, married. Never did I think like 5 years later I would be married to that boy. So we went and saw like a movie, which we saw a movie at that same theater, and it was also a Marvel movie. So that was kind of cool that it ended up being kind of that tradition. And we went to the pier that we went to, and we like carved our names in it, and we like recreated the picture that we took when we were sophomores. And so I'll post that on the Instagram because it was kind of cool to see. But honestly, it was really nice to go to North Carolina after we had the wedding in Ohio, just because I feel like this is a common theme with a lot of military families, is you go home to see your family and everyone's super excited to see you, and it's a great experience, but it's also really taxing and exhausting. And then you come home kind of like needing another vacation from your vacation. So the fact that we were able to go to North Carolina and relax and have that time just together and spending it on the beach and not having responsibilities or anything like that was super nice. I had a lot of conversations with some Navy people about the PAO program and allowing me to learn more about it, and it was really eye-opening and it was really interesting. So now this month, kind of moving forward, I'm finalizing my resume and my portfolio, and I have interviews to do, and then I have to finalize the physical part, you know, like going through and making sure I can like physically qualify. So August will be really exciting just to see everything that's coming up and what's going to happen and preparing for it. And overall, it was just really nice to spend that time in North Carolina. I was so grateful that my grandparents let us come down and stay at their house and all that they did for us. And it was genuinely just the like reset button and relaxation that Kid and I both needed, especially because we have a couple busy weeks coming up. So I'm really happy that we were able to spend that time together. Today on the podcast, we have T, and she is an esthetician here on Camp Pendleton. I actually met her the first week that I moved here to Camp Pendleton. So I had booked her. I saw her on the Wise page before I even moved here, and she was offering facials, and I was like, listen, I've had the most taxing 6 weeks of my life before I moved to California. I want a facial. And so I ended up scheduling one, and it ended up being the day that Cade was coming home. And so I met her, and it is literally, you guys, I cannot put into words how amazing that hour is with T. She is so nice. She remembers like the small details about my life. Every time I show up, she'll remember exactly what we talked about last time, and she'll be like, oh yeah, your family's coming, or how was your wedding, or how is Cade doing with this, or how is your job? She's so thoughtful, you guys. And she'll explain today on the podcast kind of how everything goes through. But it is the best hour of your life. I go all the time because I love it so much. It is worth every penny. Honestly, I feel like she should charge more because she does so much. But literally, it's so nice, you guys. So if you are local to Camp Pendleton, please, please, please reach out to T. Her thing is Skincare by T, and I'll tag it on the Instagram. And guys, you have to. Like, it's eye-opening, life-changing, mind-blowing, like any adjective you want to say, it's literally that great. And she goes through all of her processes, how she learned to be an esthetician and what she does and why she does that and some skincare tips and all that kind of stuff. And it's so eye-opening, and I really love that these next couple episodes are military spouses that have different careers that we can learn about, just because I think knowledge is power. It's kind of the thing I will stick to. I love learning more and more every day. And I'm just so grateful that T decided to come on and share all of her information and all her fun stories. And honestly, it's just the best. I literally got a facial from her this week because it is that amazing. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And without that, here's T. All right, right, so I'm here with T. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, hi. My name is Takako Cannon. I go by T. Takako is my legal name, and T is my street name.
Everyone, I love that.
Thank you. Everyone calls me T. I'm originally from Okinawa, born and raised.
Just so cool.
And then I met my husband over there, and that's what brought me here to stateside.
Wow, that is so cool. And so your husband's a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his job?
He is a he's an electric maintenance technician.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
What they do is they fix, you know, radios, mm-hmm. and satellites, all kinds of electronics.
Okay, so he's basically like a comm guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he loves fixing things.
Wow,
yeah.
That's cool. How long has he been in for?
He's been for 13.
Wow, so you guys are like over the hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm guessing he wants to make it a career and do the full 20?
So far, you know, what it looks like, you know, but, you know, there are days, I'm pretty sure.
For sure.
You know, right? Yeah.
What is your thought about that? Are you liking military life so far?
I love it. I am very easygoing. Roll with the punches kind of girl.
Yeah.
So as long as, you know, I'm with him, I'm okay.
Exactly.
Whatever he want to do, I'm saying, yeah, go for it, you know.
Because right now he's deployed, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just left in, what, April?
April, yeah.
Okay, and then it's 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's over in
Kuwait right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
It's been nice that we've been able to, you know, FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you guys still get to talk and everything?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are your kids dealing with everything? So talk about your family.
Kids. Okay, so there are four of us right now in our house. Well, my husband. And high school graduate. He's a recent graduate.
Which is so exciting.
Yeah. And youngest is 9. And I also have older adult children.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest one is 23. And he'll be a sheriff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was going to school. How
yeah,
is that going?
It's good. Everything's just, you know, everything's done. So he's just waiting to, like, you know, get
the
picked
sign
up.
Somewhere?
Mm-hmm,
nice.
Yeah.
Is there a certain area he's hoping to in California get picked up?
I think right now he will just stay within LA County.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because
I have a friend who is a firefighter in LA County, and he said that it's like one of the best counties to be a part of because there's so many opportunities and there's so many areas that you can go and be a part of.
Okay, that's good. Good to hear that because I know he's excited, and while he's like, you know, waiting, he has done like EMT. And also he's a volunteer firefighter.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So he like knows all of it. He's learning all the things, which is so cool and which will help him so much in his career, you know, to be able to know how to do CPR, you know, because police show up to accidents sometimes before the ambulance and the EMS comes. So
the
fact that he'd have that is awesome.
Yeah. And then my other one, Emerald, he's 21 and he's now doing an internship at the tax office, like two days
nice.
A week. Yeah, so.
That's interesting. That's a cool career. Mm-hmm,
yeah, so he, you know, I guess he is good with numbers. Yeah, so that's good because I'm not.
Same.
So he can help me. Yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay, so you met your husband. When did you guys meet again? Did you guys meet in Okinawa?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was his first duty station.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's right. You met him at the restaurant.
Uh-huh. At the bar. There is an enlisted club.
Okay.
Yeah, on
base.
Yeah, I know you know about the Palms, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
like
that's what you told me about.
That's one in Hanson. And I worked on Foster. And back then it was like older building. And it's been there for like 60-some years.
Wow.
And then build a new enlisted club building, and now it's called Breeze, Ocean Breeze.
Okay.
Yeah, and my husband, he used to come to the other one, the older one, and that's where we met. And yeah, he's just like very nice person.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know for the longest time that he liked me. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it was just very nice how, like, through our conversation, he kind of, like, read me and, like, analyzed, you know?
Yeah.
So he didn't say anything until it was, like, the, I guess, perfect moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And then when did you move here?
2013 June.
Okay, so you've been here for a couple years.
Yeah.
What do you feel like is the biggest difference between life in Okinawa versus life in California? Because did you move right here to California?
Pendleton. Yeah. Busy, like the pace of it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It like never stops. Mm-hmm. You just keep going.
And you know, Okinawa, we're like islanders.
Yeah.
So we're slow and we're always like late. We're always late. Islanders always late. Yeah.
That's so funny. What would you say? Because I've heard like Okinawa beaches are like awesome.
Yeah.
So what would you say? Like, do they compare to California beaches or like not at all? Are they more like Hawaii beaches or is it like, totally different?
It's warmer.
Okay.
The sand is like whiter.
Oh,
whiter,
that's cool.
White.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the water is warm, like a Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. So you don't have to like
wear a freaking wetsuit.
Exactly. Here it's nice, but water is really cold, right?
Yeah. No, it's so cool. You like don't want to get in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like your feet hurt. Yeah. First a few minutes. Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. And then I had a question. So I have a friend, and because we were talking about this the other day, how does it work? So does Japan allow you to have dual citizenship or no?
No.
Because I heard that China doesn't either. So you either like, and so it's easier to have Chinese citizenship versus America because it's so hard to get back to China if you lose your citizenship.
Right.
So is it the same with Japan?
They say, they don't say you are not allowed.
Okay.
It's more like, we want you to pick one.
Okay.
You know, especially like my kids, they're born, they have like dual citizenship, right?
Okay.
So when they turn 21, 22, something like that, they encourage you to pick one.
Okay.
Right? So, but I have plenty of friends who are like half.
Okay.
You know, half breeds.
Yeah.
Yeah, half breeds. And then they have both and they kept it. And then, you know, whenever they go back, they use Japanese passport.
Yeah.
Or and they like coming back here, they use American passport. And yeah, but I hear like once you say, okay, so I'm, what do you call that? Like denounce? Is that it? Like I'm gonna turn in my Japanese citizenship. I don't want this no more. And then they're like, oh, okay. And then it's gonna be very difficult
to even travel there. Because I know your son was trying to get there. Did he ever end up getting to Okinawa?
Just
with COVID and everything?
Yeah, that too, to enter country, the rules are like changing every day. And then with Olympic and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then COVID cases just like surging over there, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so try to go there with Japanese passport. With his Japanese passport is expired.
Okay.
So he tried to enter Japan with American passport, and they like no.
So oh yeah, because that's when you got stuck in like Seattle,
San Francisco.
Or San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, we're gonna be try to get his Japanese passport renewed.
Uh-huh.
So we're getting all the paperwork done.
Oh, so he can end up going over.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
And this is the one that just graduated high school, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. Well, hopefully he'll be able to get there.
Right. And we're not sure how long this, you know, whole waiting is gonna take.
Yeah.
So he went to 3 job interviews so far.
Nice.
And he is starting on Monday.
Where at? That's
in,
so cool.
Somewhere in Carlsbad, they'll put like a electric device like together.
Oh, that's neat.
That's interesting, right?
Yeah.
And he enjoyed that. Like when they did a test, like, okay, watch this video and here's a tool, try to put it together. And he liked
really
the challenge. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So happy.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, so for everybody listening, I met T, I think my first week here.
Oh, yay.
When I moved to Pendleton, I went and got a facial and I signed up, like, I think in like September. I remember, like, on the Wise page, it was like, you had posted, and I was like, heck yeah, I want a facial. And so T was one of the first people I ever met. I think I came and saw you, like, the day before Cade got home.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've known her literally my whole time here. She gives the best facials ever.
Oh, thank you.
And so we're here to kind of learn all about what it's like being an esthetician and, like, school and everything like that. So
okay.
I first want to know what made you want to go to esthetician school.
I like people.
Yeah.
I enjoy, you know, meeting people, talking to them, and learning something.
Yeah.
Something I don't know, you know, different walks of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that. And I also enjoy taking care of people.
Mm-hmm.
I worked a long time in hospitality.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know, whole, like, oh, let me do this for you. Uh-huh. Oh, my pleasure. I love it. So,
that's... Guys, tea is the sweetest ever.
So, that's what I wanted to do. And when we were in Tennessee for my husband's recruiting duty, we knew where we're going after Tennessee, which was California, 29 okay. Palms. So I started to looking into schools or what opportunities that I have when we get to California. And then, yeah, I always enjoyed the beauty industry. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for this one.
I love it. That is so cool. So you did esthetician school in 29 Palms.
In the next town, Yucca Valley.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how long is the schooling, at least for that one?
Four and a half months.
Okay, so decent.
Mm-hmm. You have to put 600 hours in total.
Okay.
So I went Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 4. So full, you know, like full day, right? And but some people, you know, maybe you're working or whatever, so you can do like night school, which will be like, you know, 5 to 9 or something like that. Yeah. So it would be
like take you a little bit longer since you're not doing the full day. Okay. Yeah. So you did 4.5 months. What did the schooling like entail? What all did you learn there? Or they teach you there?
They teach, well, like theory and like practical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Training and things like that. So we learn a lot about skin, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also like at the emotional level of how to make your clients comfortable, you know, those things. And also like a training of, you know, how to do certain procedure and things like that. Also like laws in California.
Oh yeah, you know? Just like all the different, because you have to be like licensed and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay. And then you know, like within this practice, you're not supposed to do this. It's not your scope of practice. Like we can do like certain things, but if you want to do this one, then you have to, you know, have like different license to do so, you know, things like that.
Okay, so it's basically like you became an esthetician, not a cosmetologist, or like you can do facials, but you can't go cut somebody's hair.
Exactly.
Like, without
yeah.
a license type thing.
Right, but if somebody want me to cut it, give me a pair of scissors and I'll do my best.
Gotcha. Okay, that's so interesting. What would you say was your favorite part about the schooling that you learned?
Oh, was the feeling of like when a client, you know, like, well, like during the practice, and the person that I worked on, or they let me work on them, they're like feeling so good afterwards, and I love that.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, so what is the like scope of an esthetician? Okay. What is like everything that you technically are like licensed to do, or that they've taught you how to do at that school?
So the facials, right? Facial massage. And within the facial, we learn arm and foot, arm massage, foot massage, and dry scalp massage.
Yes. Which T offers, and it's the best freaking thing ever, you guys. I'm not even kidding.
So that last part of the facial, right? Yeah, but but we're not allowed to do the whole body massage.
Okay, so you didn't learn like a whole body massage, I think. Okay.
Right.
Because then for that, like, don't you go to like masseuse school?
That would be massage therapist. It would be like different license, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then and also we learn how to do wax.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, wax. And then the eyelash extension.
Oh, that's
right?
Cool.
That's now, you know, very popular. We're allowed to do that. And also makeup application.
Okay.
We learn how to do that in school.
Nice.
Yeah, but the eyelash is like, they kind of like briefly, you know, teach you like basics of how to do it. But I know like my friends, they do it and they take like a different course to learn like different techniques in lash extension.
Oh, okay. And so it's like a different thing on top of getting your license for the esthetician school.
Mm-hmm. Like you don't necessarily have to take those classes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're allowed to do it. You can just like practice yourself.
Yeah.
But it makes a huge difference.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, all the, you know, effort they put into. And
well, that and like your eyes are so sensitive.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You know, and like I would hate if I like went to that and I didn't do the extra class, but I could have and I like... not hurt somebody's eye, but, like, if you don't learn to, like, do it correctly or something happens mm-hmm. or, like, the glue or, you know, like, it's,
right.
it's a lot.
Uh-huh, and it's scary because it's this area, yeah. right?
And yeah. it's, like, I feel like your eyes, you don't get many chances. You know, like, mm-hmm. okay, you break your arm, and it'll heal, but, like, your eyes, like, the damage can be permanent very quickly, and that's scary, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you want to do the route of, like, facials? What made you, like, choose, like, I want to do this instead of, like, yeah, learn how to do eyelashes and, like, do the facials and waxing?
The facials. When I got it done, you know, when my friends, like, they practiced on me.
And you practiced on them. Oh, uh-huh. that's so cool.
And I really loved the feeling that I received.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, I want to do that for
other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, and I, like, afterwards, I felt like a new person.
Yeah.
After the session, you know, everything was loose and, you know, great. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like another different person when I leave your house. It's the best thing ever. Okay, what would you say was the hardest part about school?
Hardest part of school was. Is it okay we stop?
No, you're good. Keep going.
Okay. Hardest part was. Oh, okay. I enjoy people, right? Mm-hmm. When I talk to them, I try to be as personal as yeah. possible. You know, I don't want it to be just like, oh, this is a business, it's a job.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be like a personal level. And then people do tell me about, you know, some hardships they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And then also me, you know, being a mom.
Yeah.
And a lot of people I meet, they're younger. So I just want to like get like involved, you know what I mean? But it's weird, you know what I mean? Like, why are you involving so much? It's weird. So I know I don't do that, but like at night when I always like reflect, you know, how my day was,
mm-hmm.
I always think of those people, you know, I met and I talked to, and I'm like, oh, I wonder, you know, I hope, you know, going well, or how did yeah. it go for her? And, you know, I think about that.
And like, you remember so many details. Like, I come see you about like, what, once a month? And I remember like, I showed up and you're like, so is your family still coming? And I was like, yeah, like you remember everything. It's so impressive to me because you have so many clients, but you care so much, and you still remember like all these little details about our life. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, but no, I feel like that could be hard to like, because you learn so much. Is it true that people like, I mean, obviously I tell you all about my life, but like when people lay down, I've heard like also like in a salon chair that people kind of just have this like. The like guard goes down,
yeah.
you know, and like we just kind of spill our life,
uh-huh.
and like I feel like that can be hard because at the same time, like you want to care and you want to help, but you're like, well, how much do I say? How much do I like? You know, like do you need help? Do you not? Like I care. Like I feel like that would be tough because you have such a big heart that like if someone is going through something mm-hmm. hard, and especially like young, we probably like probably think of us as like your extra kids. You know, we're like
uh-huh.
maybe you shouldn't be doing that, Mackenzie. Like I want to give you advice. You know, like I can totally understand how that's hard.
Sometimes it can be, you know, but I think most of the time that it, you know, people feel better when they just let it all out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, and then some things I know it's hard to, you know, talk to people, but if they come to my space and it's their time, if they want to let it out and feel better and feel lighter, you know, let's do it. Yeah, and
yeah.
then like during my like facial, we like learn these like hand movement, and we always like pull everything like out, like
mm-hmm.
at the
end. Doesn't it help with like your like lymphatic like, drainage or
uh-huh,
something?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also the like a chi in the body,
mm-hmm.
you know, like whatever is like bothering you, right? And then like when I do the foot massage and like the last part, and then I always go like, I know like you don't see it because
yeah.
you know, your eyes are closed and covering everything, but I'm always like pushing that like air like out.
Oh,
like,
that's
yeah,
so cool.
out of the body.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, so let's walk through a facial. Did you come up with your kind of like routine, or is that something that like I obviously you learn how to do a facial, but did you kind of go like I like to do these steps in this order, or is it like a set thing that you don't really get to decide when like deciding how your facial is gonna run?
Like the basic facial, there is like steps that you just take, and it just makes sense to follow that, you
mm-hmm.
know, do that in order.
And that's what they teach us in school. And then when I go get facial, like out in town, different mm-hmm. places, and then they do something different, and I'm like, ooh. And I take, you know, notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my head. And like, okay, so I'm going to add that. So I like, think back and like, what part they did that to me? And then think, okay, what part can I add that to my, you know, session? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so let's walk through. So a client comes, mm-hmm. they get undressed, they put the towel on, and mm-hmm. then they lay on the bed. And it's a heated bed, guys. It's like literally so nice. And then what's the first step of like your facial? Like walk through kind of what your process of a facial is and how you've decided like we're going to do X, Y, and Z.
Okay. So first, have the client lay down and then do the cleansing.
Okay.
I start with the double cleansing.
And what's the importance? Because I've heard like the new thing is the double cleanse. Mm-hmm. What is like the, not science, but like the esthetician science, or like what's the reasoning for the double cleanse?
It's just the, you know, two is always better than one. I don't know. It could be like, you know, you have the like makeup.
Yeah.
Right? So you just, you know, you
it just gets it a better clean to do a double cleanse.
Yeah.
Do you suggest everyone to do a double cleanse in their daily life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you use the same soap twice, or do you need two different soaps for the double cleanse?
I use the same one, you know, for my face.
So it's just about the double part of it.
Right.
Okay, interesting. I'm learning new things.
And then, like, I recommend to some of my clients when they have their own, like, cleanser for, like, acne or whatever, mm-hmm. Do the, like, first cleanse, and then after that first one, have them, like, leave it on for, like, a minute or two.
Okay.
Before they rinse it.
Okay, so like kind of let it sit a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that'll help, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you do the double cleanse.
Double cleanse, and after that, I cover their eyes and then turn on the bright light, right? Mm-hmm. I have this magnifying mm-hmm. glass thing and look, you know, check out the skin, see like what's going on.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then if it's their first time coming to see me, that's when I see like what skin type.
Okay.
You know, like oily mm-hmm. or like in combination.
Yeah.
Or dry and things like that. And, you know, looking through that magnifying glass and look at the pores, and that's how we determine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Nice.
And then after that, if the extraction is needed, that's mm-hmm. when I perform it. And it's up to the client. They want me to, you know, extract like little more or a little less. It just depends on, you know, who my client is. But I always do clean the nose area.
Yeah.
That's, you know, really very like commonly that's we... Women get very like oh, what do you call?
Insecure?
Yes, yeah, that. So I do that, and then after that, by then I already have the steam on, mm-hmm. and then kind of like, you know, loosen the skin, and I do the exfoliation part.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I use the like microgreen, like scrub, mm-hmm. to do the scrub and exfoliate like gently, and it works really well with the steam, and rinse that, you know, wipe it off, and then I do mask. I apply mask.
You're gonna keep going. Mask.
And then I'll put the hot towel like over like eye above.
Okay.
And then I do like little compress on the head and forehead area. Mm-hmm. Do the, you know, the pressure points there. And then I move on to arm massage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Arm massage. You know, left, right. And then with arm massage, I always do like a hand and, you know, massage the finger area. And I added like something new the other day.
Really?
Yeah, in that part. Like after I'm done with this part, I hold this shoulder, whole shoulder mm-hmm. with my hand like this and pull the hand.
Oh.
So like when you're laying like this, you feel like
like that.
Yeah, like the extended. You know? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and I tried that, like, you know, to one of my clients the other day, and then like, okay, and she liked it. It's like, hey, that's good. So I'm gonna, you know, so next time I see you, I'll do that. I'll pull your arm. Yeah, and then after the arm massage, I do the foot massage. Mm-hmm. I get the hot towel.
Yeah,
and then rub feet, right? Nice and warm. And then I always like kind of squeeze it, mm-hmm. and it adds the pressure. And then get the massage cream and start the foot massage.
Yeah.
Both. And then after that, I do the little like compress thing from like knee below.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I turn off the steam. And see, like a lot of places when you get facial, while you wait for the mask to set,
mm-hmm.
Like esthetician, they leave room or they just kind of like sit.
Oh.
And
like wait.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I cannot not just not do it.
Yeah.
Anything, you know, I just want to be like moving. Yeah. So I like it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Then I think it like adds like a whole other element. You know what I mean? Like, because as a client, like we notice like that you're like, hey, the facial's an hour and you will be like tended to for an hour type thing. You know, it's not like, yeah, when the face mask sets, there's something else I can do, so I'm just going to wait. You know, like, as a client, you notice that, like, you're working on us for that whole time. Like, you are getting your money's worth. Like, it is awesome. Yeah. So I think that's so cool. One of my questions is, because you see, like, do you have, because you said you, like, check people's faces for, like, the different type of skin.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you choose the products that you're going to put on everybody, like, on your clients? Oh,
okay. So after the cleansing,
mm-hmm.
some people, you know, they, and oh, I forgot to mention, like, when they come in, I ask them, do you have any allergies?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then some do, like, mention they have sensitive skin.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't say it. But after the cleansing, a lot of people that has a sensitive skin, even though I use very gentle cleanser,
mm-hmm.
They'll get little red.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like your indication for you.
Right. So I know like, okay, so if this cleanser was like already kind of like showing like a little like redness, you know, on this client, then there's no way I'm going to use something that's, it can be like a little harsh.
Okay, yeah.
You know, right? And then also the skincare line I use, it is, you know, safe for sensitive skin people. You know, they do that. But I'm always make sure that I'm not going to, like, have them leave my, you know, session with, like, oh, my gosh, what happened to my face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with, like, hairstylists, mm-hmm. they have, like, stores they go buy all their products from.
Mm-hmm.
So do estheticians have the same
yeah.
place where you can go buy, like, your professional
yeah,
grade
it's
stuff?
So fun. Like, really? You would just, like, you just want to buy everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. So like, you can go and do that. And kind of buy it, like, in a bigger, like, wholesale
uh-huh,
kind of.
Right.
Okay.
And then the portions are bigger. And then prices are a little bit more reasonable than mm-hmm. if you, like, buy it as just, like, a personal use.
Yeah.
And then to do that, you know, you register and you give them your license number.
Okay,
and
so it's, like, strictly for, it's not just, like, I couldn't just go to the store and be like, hey, I want to get this stuff.
Right.
Like, you're not an esthetician. That's cool, though, uh-huh. that they kind of have it, like, you have to be this because I think if not, then
the
civilian people,
can just,
you know, like anybody would go do it, and then
mm-hmm.
the people that need it wouldn't have it. Okay, so that's so cool.
Yeah, so, and they have, you know, all kinds of just fun stuff.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we really enjoy it, and we, you know, like me and my friends, we always talk about it and compare the products,
mm-hmm.
and then I get something, like, here, take this and try at home,
yeah.
and then, you know, my SD friend, she tries it, she's like, oh, I really like it, and then, you know, she would buy it, and yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's how you figure out your products
mm-hmm.
and kind of like the skin.
Mm-hmm.
So the hand and the foot massage is done.
Mm-hmm.
What happens after that?
Foot massage. So take off the mask, right? wipe it
off.
And
what kind of face mask do you put on most of your clients?
Most of the time, Dead Sea mask.
Oh.
It's a, like a, also it has a mud,
mm-hmm.
so it pulls out the impurity.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you take off the mask.
Mm-hmm. And then I do the, apply the hot towel, wrap the face. And then that's when I start the neck shoulder massage.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a couple of minutes of like while you have the hot towel on your face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I just have to do something, you know, I just can't like wait. So I, you know, get my hazelnut oil and then do the massage this area, neck and then shoulder. And then here, it's very important to make the massage this area and have the blood circulation going.
And is that stuff that you learn at school, like about kind of how the body drains and how the body like works
yeah.
and stuff like that?
Yeah, in school, there's a part like anatomy. We learn about the, you know, bones in the
yeah.
body and then the muscles and which muscle does this, does that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so neat.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so then you
do that.
The towel's on the face.
Mm-hmm. And then, so done with the neck shoulder massage, take off the towel, and then I will start facial massage.
Mm-hmm.
Get the massage cream, and then do the massage from like the décolleté, like this area.
Yeah, your
face.
Chest and up.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And do the massage, and just like one routine,
mm-hmm.
I go 3 times.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow, that's
three
so cool. Okay,
and then
so then the...
take off the mask after that.
Okay, so is it like two masks?
Not the massage cream.
Okay.
Sorry. So take off the massage cream after that and then do the hot towel again.
Mm-hmm.
To it also helps to, you know, remove like all the kind of like, you know, slipperiness and
mm-hmm.
all that, right? And then I always put this like hot towel like over the neck area.
Yeah.
And then kind of press on the shoulder part.
Mm-hmm.
And then do the toner. And then
what does the toner do?
Toner, it helps kill the bacteria, closes the pore,
okay.
and it also balance your pH.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So finding the good toner like for yourself, it's very important because some people, if they're like too oily,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they find the right one, then it can help with that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say is your best like advice for a toner for somebody that has oily skin?
Something that's oily skin, non-alcoholic.
Okay.
Non-alcoholic. Yeah.
Yeah. So no alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because
okay.
it can be very like drying too.
Oh,
just because
okay.
you think, oh, you know, I'm very oily, and you use something to keep it too dry.
Then you have like a whole other problem.
Right. And then
okay.
your body will, skin will try to make, oh, it's too dry now. Let's make more oil.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think about
so
that.
So that's what it does. And
okay.
then, yeah. So do that. And then do the moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, serum.
Okay. What
yeah.
serum do you put on?
I put on the serum. It's a Bio Elements, like an eye cream, like
oh,
right
okay.
there. So it's, you know, good for like wrinkles,
yeah.
right? The eye area. I mean, you know, you look great. yeah, but I do it to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And moisturizer. And then now I added this lip balm. And the balm is French, the word. But anyhow, it's
okay.
like a lip mask.
Oh, okay.
So I applied, I don't know, last time?
I did it, yeah.
The apple one, I do that. And then you're done. Oh, no. And then dry scalp massage.
Yes.
Yeah, and then do that. And that's the always like the kind of last part of
guys,
session.
It's literally amazing. I'm not even kidding. Like, I go home every time. I'm like, Kate, I just had the best hour of my life.
And then, yeah, that will help. And my friend, she always says, you know, she's an SD. She sees a like difference in client's face.
Mm-hmm.
How like when you massage the scalp and it kind of like loosens up like everything here.
Yeah.
Like in a good way. Now,
yeah.
you know? So after she mentioned that, I'm like always like paying attention to the customer's face. And then like, yeah.
Okay, so when you go to other facials, like, out in town, what would you say is, like, is there a difference that, like, they do because they work for, like, a company or they are on their own versus you? Like, do you see any differences versus, like, you being, like, having your own business versus working for, like, a med spa type thing?
Yeah. So the facial I get out in town, you know, because they work for somebody, right? Like, they have their boss in the company.
Yeah.
So they have to follow their rules.
Okay.
And my instructor, I remember she told me, because she used to work in spa in hotels.
Okay.
And she said, you are only allowed to use certain amount of towels. Yeah, because if you use too many, and then someone has to do the laundry and all that, and everything is money and time.
Yeah.
You know, but I like it because I'll do it my way.
Okay, yeah. So that's like kind of the benefit is no one's telling you, only use 3 towels per customer, you know, because like you end up having to do the laundry, but in your mind, it makes it worth having a towel for 4 or 5 per customer because you get to do exactly the facial you want to do.
Yeah, how I want to do it. Yeah, exactly. I really like that. And also the time, you know, you charge customer whatever the cost, and then the facial, you know, 50 minutes, you know, out in town, 50 minutes or 60 minutes. I don't think I've ever done 60 minutes. The one I go to is 50 minutes.
Okay.
And then you have to be done exactly 50 minutes. And you know me, like, I sometimes just run my mouth talking. And then I look at the clock and like, whoop, like, I'm a little bit off or whatever.
Yeah.
But as long as I don't have, you know, like, customer, like, right after, you know, and then if my client is okay, it's okay. I'll do my little bit of extra, and but if you're working for a company,
you have to be done at a certain time.
Yeah.
No, that can be hard. Since you're an esthetician and you get normal facials, is it hard to be like, oh, I wouldn't have done it that way, or like, it, like, not judging, but just because you're so knowledgeable and you give facials for a living, is it hard to get one?
No, I'm just feeling so good. I'm just feeling so good and try to, like, not fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I want to be alert so I can learn something, you know, whatever they're doing. Like, oh, I like it. I want to learn. And yeah. And then, you know, they're doing their best, right? Yeah. And I'm just, you know, happy that, you know, they took me in and given me their time. And yeah. Yeah. So to me, it's not hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many clients do you see, like, per day?
Oh, per day. It depends on what is going on. But, like, in a week, about 11.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How many would you say are facials versus waxing?
Facial, I would say 80%.
Okay.
My clients, they come in for facial. And then 20, I would say wax. Or they do both. They come in for facial and wax.
Okay. And then for waxing, because I haven't ever come and seen you for waxing. So tell me all about kind of what you do for waxing and how that works.
Waxing. If I have, you know, I do like eyebrows and arm, you know, legs and, you know, bikini area if there's request.
Yeah.
Because there's like no reason for me to say, oh, no, I cannot do that.
Yeah.
I mean, the hair works the same way. But, the, you know, the actual like private parts.
Yeah.
That's, I am still like working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If, you know, it's to me,
that's isn't that called a Brazilian?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, the thought of it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But, and then, you know, certain parts, you know, it's more painful than the other, right?
Yeah.
But when people come in for the first time, they've never got their, let's say I had this client came in for underarm.
Okay.
And she was so, you know, scared. And I looked
at her. Real quick, if you're a customer and you're coming in for waxing, how long do you want the hair?
Quarter inch. It's a grain of rice.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's a good, like, indication.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then if it's shorter than that, the wax won't grab it.
Yeah.
You know? And if it's longer than that, and it just grabbing too much and it just not good.
Not good. You know? Gets all messy. Uh-huh. Like I can imagine if you were like waxing like kids' underarms because they're like hairy. Boy, you know, like the wax would not even know where to go and then you're right. Like putting it everywhere. Uh-huh. Okay, so a grain of rice is kind of the ideal length for anything getting waxed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then so it was her first time and she was a little bit nervous and I said, oh, it'll be okay, you know, just for 4 seconds, like
bah. Yeah.
And I said, you have babies, right? And she said, yeah.
And you're like, it's nothing.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. Okay, so that's for, and like, how long is a waxing appointment normally take? Or does it depend on like the area that's getting waxed?
Oh, depends on the person. Mm-hmm. But usually like recommend like 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but some people, you know, their hair grows a little faster or mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, and then how long does it take to do the actual appointment, like, of the waxing?
Oh, for the eyebrows, it takes about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And depends on, like, you know, maybe, like, we're talking about, like, fun stuff and we're having too much fun.
Yeah.
And then it go, like, a little longer, but I, on my, like, appointment.
But to, like, actually wax, it takes about, like, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the eyebrows. And then here, too, mm-hmm. You know, on the arm. And then, you know, the bigger part, like, arm or the leg, it just takes longer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that there's a difference between hard wax and soft wax.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference with that and which ones do you use?
Oh, I have both.
Okay.
I have both. And if customer has a preference, then okay, so let's do hard wax.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I can do that. But my preference is soft wax.
Okay, why is that your preference?
I think because that's what they first taught us in school was using the, you know, soft wax. So I like working with that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so it's just easier for me.
Yeah.
Right. But if the customer say, oh, no, actually, no, I don't want to do that. And then, you know, and I also lately I'm playing with the sugaring.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it, you know, it's like, it's very difficult, you know. I watch and like learn how mm-hmm. to do it. So, you know, I like try it on my like own leg.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah. But it's very fun. But I know it's like a new thing
mm-hmm.
and it's has like less stuff in it. It's just simple, you know, sugar and lemon juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like much more easier on the skin, okay. Right? You know, like health point of view. And if it gets like sticky, leaves the residue, you can just wash it off with water, you know, hot shower, and it's easy.
Okay, so back to the hard versus soft wax. What is the difference? Yeah.
Like, okay, so hard wax, you apply the wax on mm-hmm. the skin, right? And then wait till it gets hard.
Okay.
And you don't need strip to rip it off.
So you just rip the actual wax off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So after you apply it, you kind of make like a rip mm-hmm. the end of it, and then when it's all dry, you pull that part and then rip it off.
Okay.
But the soft wax is after you apply, you know, quickly you put the
piece of paper on it. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Okay. Muslin or the like a cloth. What is it called? I don't know, but I have this like roll of thing that I use that and then just pull it. Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
The hard wax, I know a lot of professional, they prefer that because it's less cost.
Oh, okay, so it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm, right, because you don't have to
get the strip and mm-hmm, all kind of stuff.
Right, and it's so time too.
Oh, yeah.
Less time to, you know, prepare this or grab this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the sugaring, it's even more cost effective.
Yeah, sugar.
When you think about it, yeah, like how much of sugar you can buy and it's just a lemon juice, so.
Wow, yeah. That's interesting. That's mm-hmm. so cool. Okay, what would you say is like your biggest advice to anybody that wants to go to esthetician school and like become an esthetician?
Oh, okay. I would say if you want to do it, go for it. Yeah, just that's the perfect time.
Yeah.
When you feel like, you know, you want to do it, go for it. And then advice is do it with love.
Okay.
I don't know, it sounds kind of hoo-hoo, but I believe that, you know.
Yeah.
You do everything with love and kindness. You know, you're always, that's I want to feel like
end of my day, you know, reflect and like, you know, everything was good today and I felt this way and I really liked that feeling, you know.
Yeah.
And then another thing is just gratitude, you know. I'm so, well, thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you so much for, you know, giving me a try.
Yeah.
And spending your precious hour, you know, time is something that no one can have more, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you can have more money, more shoes or whatever, but time is so limited.
Yeah.
And, you know, for anyone to decide to come and see me, I am very
grateful. The best hour of your day, let me tell you.
I'm grateful.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I love that. And then just to close, because you've been married and some of you have a husband that's deployed and stuff like that, what would you say is your biggest advice to any military spouses? We'll do just in general military spouse advice and then military spouse advice for like deployments.
Okay, so advice for the military spouse, I guess it's for, I guess, any couple too, it can be. It's funny, I asked my husband, you know, to see like what, you know, his view, because I don't know, maybe he might feel different about this. And he goes, I mean, cut some slack. That's what he said. So, I guess he's cutting me some slack.
Yeah. That was so funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, so cut him some slack. They go through a lot.
Uh-huh, yeah. And also, this is like, we always did this like growing up in our house. Just talk nice to each other. I mean, you know, we're like, we fight and stuff, you know, with sibling you know, when we're like little. But as we get older, you know, just because we're family doesn't mean we say, we don't say like, can you get that for me? We don't talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
We would say like, will you get that please?
Yeah.
Like always, like, you know, and then it's so important the word you choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, it's someone you love, you know, right? And you speak that way, you know, they will speak to you that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's so, like, me and my husband, the last time we had, like, a little, like, commotion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2015.
Oh my gosh, isn't that is crazy? Amazing.
And then, like, we have only had, like, those moments, like, handful of times.
Yeah.
And
you feel like it's because of the way you guys talk and, like, communicate.
Yeah. And then there are times that, you know, I mean, we're human, and I feel like, oh, I'm not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk. Or he feels like he's not ready. But we understand, like, okay, so this is a time to kind of, like, have a little bit of space.
Space, yeah.
But not too much. We have to be in the same, like, house. Yeah. That's, like, our rule is that, you know, I'm mad at you, but I want you to stay
here. You don't want to leave. Cade and I will do that. Like, if we're, like, mad or we're upset, we, like, have a rule, we'll stay in the same room. And so, like, we will literally, like, sit there, like, even if, like, we get in a fight before we go to bed or something like that. Or it isn't a fight, but just, like, an argument or whatever. We will literally lay there in dead silence in the dark until one of us is ready to, like, talk, you know? And so we'll just sit there and stare at the fan. And, like, we don't get on our phones. Like, we just sit there until the other person is ready. Because then, in my mind, I think sometimes, like, if I'm not ready or if he's not ready and I get on my phone, then you kind of, like, don't focus on the issue at hand.
Yeah.
So we just lay there and then we'll go, are you ready to talk? And I'll be like, no. Or like, I'll be like, no, you know. It's okay, so then we'll sit here. And then normally if we ask, then we'll say like, yeah, let's talk, you know.
Right.
But no, I totally think, because I think sometimes if you leave, then it's like, oh, that's like your first like thought. If you get enough, it's like, oh, just leave. It's like, no, we got to work through this. And we got to get through this and we can work through this. So no, I really like that.
Yeah, and I think the reason we both get upset is something we felt so strongly, right? Like when you really look at that, like what made me so upset, you know? So let's just focus on that and see, like, here, let's fix it together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
oh,
see,
I
like,
love that.
I'm not like that. My husband, he's just like so much better, like human, you know? So I have learned a lot from him.
Oh, that's so cool. And then to close, how do you feel like you, like, what are some things you're doing for this next, like, 6 months to kind of deal with the fact that your husband's deployed and, like, stay busy and stuff like that?
I will be doing my, you know, the facial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a month since I left my other job.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So I have more time And so two of my kids are at home. So I enjoy spending time with them.
Yeah.
And make sure they're happy and healthy.
Yeah.
And as long as everything's taken care of this side, and I know my husband, he's good. He don't have to worry about anything.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I learned so much. Like, this is great. And I feel like it's so cool. I think everything about, like, estheticians, I feel like it's become, I mean, I feel like estheticians were always there, but in the last, like, I would say, like, 10 years, it's become, like, way more popular.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like going to cosmetology school was always popular and, like, something, mm-hmm. but when, like, the word esthetician came out, people were like, what?
Yeah,
like,
what is what that? What do they do?
Yeah. And so I think it's been so cool because it's become really popular. Like, I have a lot of friends that have gone to esthetician school, you know, and things like that. And I've always been so fascinated in it. And now that I come and see you all the time, I think it's, like, so cool. And I'm like, wow, this is great. And I just think it's so cool to, like, learn and, like, know, like, hey, this is how it is. And I think with being a military spouse, you've been able to connect with so many other military spouses. Yeah. And it's an opportunity that you can go and do these things no matter where you get stationed, which is always so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, I hope you guys loved that episode with T. I am so grateful that she took time out of her day to come on and share all of her knowledge and experience, and I learned so much from her. She's taught me so much from going there and getting facials and just conversations and how to have better habits with your skin and all the things like that. It made me think of this quote or this kind of term, and it's skin investment. So it says it's a noun, and it says the action or process of investing time and money with the expectation of achieving healthy, glowing, and supple skin in the future. And I really like that because there's another quote that I said, and it says taking care of your skin is more important than covering it up. And I truly believe it's something that I've been trying to be really good about recently, is trying to be really good with my skin and taking care of my skin. I feel like with masks and everything, I got really, really bad breakouts, and it was something I wasn't ever used to. And so it kind of had me dive into this world of skincare and learning so many different facts. And honestly, it's so interesting to learn about how your skin works. Something I learned just recently was about how, because I have, like, normally really oily skin, and it talked about how your skin can be, like, dehydrated and, like, oily at the same time. And it talked about how if your skin's lacking moisture and it's dehydrated, it will, like, overproduce oil. And so people, like, probably will first think, like, oh, if you have oily skin, it's, like, too hydrated, you need to, like, dry it out. But it's producing that much oil, and I've truly seen the difference of when I continue to hydrate my skin and moisturize, how my, like, oil goes down. But it's crazy because I feel like at first our brains wouldn't go there, our brains wouldn't think that. And so that's something that I think is really interesting, and I'm grateful that I have T in my life to answer all my questions and share good tips and tricks to have better skin. And she's just the best, and literally when I tell you those head rubs, life-changing. They are. It's amazing. Her hands, magical. I just love it. So I really appreciate you guys tuning in and listening. If you're local to Camp Pendleton, please check T out. She is so worth the investment. It is amazing. Best hour of your day. And I'm really grateful that you guys take the time every Friday to listen. And I have some really exciting episodes coming up, and I am just truly from the bottom of my heart so grateful that you guys support me in this and allow me to continue to do this. And without further ado, I will close it out and see you guys next Friday.